McLean's Parlor was not very big, and a lot of people were crowded into it. It was sort of an impromptu spot. They needed a place to meet, and McLean offered, and they took him up on it, but there was no planning for making this such an iconic spot in American history. Soon afterwards, a lot of Union officers took the furniture. Eventually, you know, the whole house was taken down as a souvenir, and what's there now is a reproduction. But I think it's still very stirring to be in that parlor and think about what happened on that spot. A lot of times we think that Lee had no choices at Appomattox, that he had to surrender. Actually, he had another choice that he considered, which was to turn his army loose as a guerrilla force and head for the mountains of Western Virginia and just carry on the fight for however long they could last. Had he chosen to do that, the war may have dragged out for years and years and years. He elected instead to surrender. Speaks well of Lee and likely saved a lot of lives and went a long way to bringing the Union back together. If he had elected to create a guerrilla force to carry on the war, that would have brought the war right here to the Roanoke Valley, very likely, and would have been absolutely disastrous. Salem Flying Artillery, a unit from right here, claims to have fired the last shot. Other units claim the same thing, but the story is that they were firing on Union positions across the way from the Pierce house when the word came that Lee had surrendered. And they fired off their gun and then called it quits and then said that they were the final shot of Lee's army from Northern Virginia. May well have been, however, in fairness, we should point out that other units claim the same thing, and ultimately we'll never know.
What should people reflect on when they think about Appomattox?
The fact that the North and South came to such amicable terms. Grant offered very lenient terms of surrender, and Lee very wisely accepted them, made it much easier to reunite the Union. The war didn't really end at Appomattox. There were still armies fighting. Johnston had a big army down in North Carolina that could have continued on, but the fact that Grant offered such lenient terms made it easier for Johnston to accept the end as well, and for the Southern people to begin reuniting themselves with the United States. Grant let the officers keep their sidearms. He let any man who owned his own horse take it with him, he said, because they would need them for plowing and getting the crops in for the coming fall. Very lenient terms that speaks well of his statesmanship.